Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. A new report finds Americans are less healthy than our international peers. Why are we falling behind? On today's show, we explore America's health disparities. And should Michigan recruit more skilled foreign workers? One immigration lawyer in West Michigan says there just are not enough workers for STEM jobs, those in science and technology, both in our state and in the country. So are foreign workers really taking those STEM jobs away from Americans? But first, when you hear the term human trafficking, and let yourself think about what that entails, you might think of it as something happening overseas, perhaps in exotic places. You would be very wrong. Human trafficking happens in the United States, and it is happening right here in the Great Lakes State. Michigan's Attorney General Bill Schuette says you can bet that human beings are being sold for profit in our state, and he's marshaling his resources to fight back against human trafficking. Attorney General Bill Schuette joins us now. Welcome.
Cynthia, it's great to be with you on Stateside, and I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about this big problem of human trafficking, which is a key priority for me, and I think it is of keen interest to people across our state of Michigan.
Well, Mr. Attorney General, you created the first ever human trafficking unit in the AG's office. What led you to take that step?
Well, you know, it was part of a kind of an educational model and some great conversations I had with Bridget Carr from the University of Michigan and Jane White at MSU. And these two individuals, Bridget and Jane, head up human trafficking task forces at University of Michigan and Michigan State University, respectively, and met with them and dug deep into this issue about human trafficking. And it's a shocker that in the 21st century you'd have young women, could be Michigan citizens, could be foreign nationals, that are forced into labor enslavement or prostitution and held against their will, a modern-day bondage issue of enslavement for forced labor or prostitution. And that this is happening in the 21st century is outrageous. And so I said, okay, Michigan needs to do something about it. And we've had five convictions now, more in the pipeline. And the fact is this whole issue of human trafficking needs to stop in Michigan. And the more we talk about it, the more we work with local prosecutors and law enforcement officials, the better off our state will be.
Is there any way at all to know how prevalent human trafficking is in Michigan? Because it is such a secret, out-of-sight crime.
Well, you know, it's we work on that a lot, and particularly with law enforcement officials and prosecutors and our investigators here at the Attorney General's office. We're very focused on it. You know what? I think the key thing is the more you work on it, the more you emphasize it, I think the better off everybody is. And, you know, some people say, oh, gee, this is just, you know, prostitution's been going on for years and years and years. That's not what this is about. This is about young girls who become enticed or forced, held captive in many instances against their will, that are forced to work in employment situations and or prostitution. And, you know, that's just as a father. Mm-hmm. My wife and I have a father of a daughter, it makes your stomach turn and churn. And so the fact is, this is an effort that I want to partner with law enforcement officials across the state of Michigan and alert the public and say, okay, what can we do to stop this? One thing I'm going to do is I have legislation that we're going to introduce this year that increases the crime for forcing young girls into this this whole gruesome situation, mm-hmm, by increasing that to a felony instead of a misdemeanor.
It's amazing that it was a misdemeanor.
Right. Well, it's, you know, again, this is about we have to alert people to this. You got to drive the, mm-hmm, message home, and so the penalty for soliciting sex from a 16 to 18 year old now is a misdemeanor, and it needs to be a 5-year felony. So that's what I'm going to work on.
As you've prosecuted these cases, you say you've had five convictions now with the human trafficking unit. Give us an idea of just how this crime happens. How do these young people become victims based on what you, especially you've gotten an intimate sense of how it happens through these prosecutions?
Well, one of our cases occurred in Detroit, and the nickname of this guy was named Gruesome, and he truly was. He lived up to that name. And he exploited two runaway teenagers, enslaving them in a house in Detroit where they were sold for sex. And when they resisted, they were sexually and physically assaulted. We're talking about a 14 or a 15-year-old girl here. Mm. These are children. And now, fortunately, a jury convicted this guy Gruesome of human trafficking, among other charges, and now he's serving a 35 to 60-year sentence in prison where he belongs. There is a second case involving a prostitution ring called Detroit Pink, and we charged five individuals for their roles, and that's in the pipeline now and within the legal process. So we, you know, our investigators, we work with local prosecutors, we find this out, and then we just kind of go just like a heat-seeking missile to try to say, okay, we want to put an end to this and want to file charges.
What do you feel, Mr. Attorney General, can be done on the front end of things, especially awareness for parents? We talked with Teresa Flores, who's a leading human. She was a victim of human trafficking, and now she's. And I know you're aware of her work, and the thought that was happening to her as she was living her life at home, going to and from classes, and feeling unable to tell her parents. I think there's something that parents need to know and to be aware of, so perhaps it could be stopped on the front end.
You know, and I've met with Teresa, and she has a very compelling story because she was a Michigan girl, so to speak, and went through just a brutal situation. And I think this issue of communication with parents and children is a fundamental issue. It's sometimes you have to talk about subjects that, you know, aren't the most pleasant, but they're real, and you need to have these discussions. And so the more you have openness and transparency between parents and children, I think the stronger the family is. And it's kind of like we do a lot of we have a Michigan CSI program, Cynthia, that is stands for Cyber Safety Initiative. It's kind of like, you know, Miami CSI, but except for real. Mm. And the fact is we talk with parents and kids and schools about the importance of being safe on the Internet. And this is all one of these communication things as well. You always have your computer don't have it tucked away in a basement in a corner of a bedroom. Have that computer in the middle of the kitchen area or something like that. And I use that as an example of the more you talk, the more you communicate, the more you're open about what's going on in school, what's happening in the news, what's going on with you, and be intentional about having those discussions. I think that's a front end answer to your question.
And certainly, as you alluded to, human trafficking really is as old as mankind. But I'd like your thoughts on how the Internet has changed the game, not only for the traffickers, but for those of you trying to find them and arrest them.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You know, yes, prostitution, as you said, has been going on for, you know, decades and decades and years. But this issue of human trafficking really is focuses on and preys upon young ladies, and the whole issue of the Internet and Backpage and some of these operators online, they try to hide behind the First Amendment and freedom of expression and speech in newspapers where they advertise Backpages and some of these, I think, shady outfits where they, you know, look, they have want ads, so to speak, but they're really just a guise for those who want to trap and then later enslave and have young girls be prostitutes, and then they force them in a way that, you know, they, you know, have them enslaved in a place or a room or a house or something like that when they try to have one of these employment situations. So the Internet as a tool of education and information also can be just as bad as taking a wrong turn in a bad part of town. So everybody's got to be careful out there.
Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette, thanks for talking with us today on Stateside.
Great to be with you. Thank you very much.
You can learn more about human trafficking in Michigan by going to michigan.gov/human trafficking, all one word. We'll put a link to that site up on our website at michiganradio.org. And if you're a victim of human trafficking or you see someone you think may need help, the National Human Trafficking Resource Center has a toll-free hotline. It's open 24/7. That number, 888-373-7888. That's 888-373-7888. And we will put that number up on our website as well for you.